I'm speaking with Brian Reel, who is with the Process Maker Project. Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell me about the Process Maker Project. Tell me what sort of problem space you're trying to address and what your product does.
Process Maker is open source business process management, which is a discipline probably better known as workflow. Process Maker really focuses on automating approval-based, form-driven workflows. Basically, we're sort of streamlining bureaucracies. Anytime you've got an organization with 80 on up to thousands, people want to get things approved. They make requests. So Process Maker generally looks for processes that have the word request and approval in it. So like a credit request or a employee onboarding request or a leave absence request. So anything that's a kind of approval request based workflow is perfect for automating in Process Maker. And it gives a business analyst, a business user, a visual environment for designing visually the process, what the steps look like, how it flows through the organization, and then adding in forms also with a visual form designer, output documents, which might be these sorts of PDFs or Word documents, contract voices, things of that nature. So it's really about automating these kinds of approval-based workflows that happen again and again in enterprises.
Tell us about the relationship between the open source side and the commercial side and how that works together and what's in one and not in the other.
There's a company that I work for called Colossa. Colossa is the main sponsor of the project and has a core group of developers are part of Colossa. The primary product, the full product, is open source under an AGPL version 3 license. And then we also develop add-ons around it. Community members also develop add-ons for our add-ons as part of subscriptions where we'll provide support for the product and the additional add-ons to the product. And besides that, we also offer services, as do many sort of companies around the globe that help other companies automate their processes.
So do you have developers that work on the open source project full time then?
Yeah, we've got about eight developers currently that just work on the core open source product full time. Then we have another small team, probably two developers, that develop these plugins. We have a very specific plugin architecture, and we'll look for areas where we can add some value and offer those as plugins inside of these enterprise subscriptions. Again, the main purpose of the enterprise subscription is so that those that want professional support around it can get it and also get some value add out of that with additional features.
Which came first, the open source product or the company?
Good question. So the company came first. The company, Colossa, has been around since 2000, but we were originally kind of doing something else. It was related, and it was really in the area of insurance. So we originally worked on some insurance-related projects, and insurance is an industry that has a lot of workflow. So we realized that really what we were doing was developing workflows, and we decided in about 2006 to begin kind of trying to orient this in a more generic and general fashion to create an open source product around it. And then it went on SourceForge in February of 2008.
Was it open source to begin with, or you developed it in-house and then open sourced it?
Well, we had developed parts of it in-house and never explicitly had a license agreement around it. So then we went back and redeveloped it and then said, well, let's actually release this officially and create under a license. And so we had developed parts of it, but then really not as a coherent product. So that took a while to do, and then we released that.
I'm always interested in the process where a company takes something internal and makes it open source. How did that go? Did you have lawyers that were nervous about it, or was it pretty much smooth, or how'd that process work out?
It was actually very smooth, and I had spent a lot of time going to the year prior, going to different conferences and calling members and leaders of other open source projects to kind of understand better how open source works. I was kind of new to it at the time, and because we had been working mostly in PHP, that's where we thought, well, you know, we really part of a larger community that does gravitate towards open source, and we should be participating in a bigger way in that. And so it was kind of natural for us to do that. And because all the development we had done had been very specific for clients, we sort of thought we had nothing to lose. And there's lots of literature, you know, out there saying what are the right reasons, what are the wrong reasons for sort of looking towards open source. But it worked. It worked very well for us.
Now you're on the other side of that, and the project's open source. Are the developers that work on the project, are they all from within the company, or do you also have developers that contribute regularly that are outside the company?
We started, of course, the core development, and now we have actually a community of about 5,000 members. All of the language packs have been contributed by members. We are getting more add-ons and plugins contributed by members. A few contributions around the core, not too much yet, but that's starting to happen. So we've seen that process kind of growing as users and developers become more involved. One of the interesting things about Process Maker is because it's really a tool set for business analysts, we also have the ability for kind of non-technical people to contribute in the way of processes, so contributing best practice processes and then sort of showing others how they've done maybe a credit request or an employee onboarding process. So there's kind of two ecosystems of contributors there, one at the process level and one at the programming level. One of the unique things, I mean, there's other workflow and business process management solutions and other open source ones. Maybe one of the interesting things is this is a PHP-based product and really the only one out there. And so it kind of gives a different level of accessibility. We've seen developers and companies around the world who sort of are gravitating towards Process Maker because they realize that there's more talent at a lower cost than, say, Java solutions out there. And our approach to it is very different. So as more developers are asked to develop systems with, say, a CMS or based on another CRM, we become an interesting player there, an interesting solution, because we fill an interesting gap and people can get up to speed very quickly. And it looks and feels more like other things they've worked in before.
Where is the product going in future revisions? And specifically, you know, if somebody wanted to get involved at this point, what sort of things might they be interested in working on?
We're members of the organizations that are interested in BPM. One is the OMG, another one is the Workflow Management Coalition, the WFMC. And so there's a standard around BPM called Business Process Modeling Notation. And in August of 2010, OMG released BPMN 2.0. And it's interesting because it's explicitly a semantic language that not only allows you to visually draw the process, but it's meant so that providers that are doing the drawing can draw, and then you could export that in BPMN 2.0 compliant XML.
Oh, cool.
And later import it into another modeler. So let's say you decided you wanted to use, or another engine, so let's say you wanted to use the Process Maker modeler, but Oracle's BPM engine, you could do that, or vice versa, when everybody fully supports the standard. And that's still taking a while. The big vendors, it's taking them longer because they've got, you know, big installed bases. But it's also creating a bigger ecosystem. So those that are interested more in simulation or analytics, this idea of exporting and importing and eventually getting to the level where you could, you know, export, import multiple times and do what they call a round trip with your BPM end model. So it's an exciting time for the industry because of that. So we now in our beta have really the only BPMN 2.0 editor, JavaScript-based editor in the world. It's a pretty interesting notation designed to really create a common language for those that are trying to design and describe processes. So we've been working heavily on that and are putting that into the product. We're also working on better support for multiple databases. Currently, Process Maker runs on MySQL, and it's a PHP product, as I mentioned. The BPMN piece is kind of the big area in the industry, and that's one of our main focuses. And I think that for those that want to get involved, I mean, I think there's lots of opportunity. You know, we're always interested in and would welcome more contributions in the core. And the plugin architecture, we've recently documented that. So I think now in our wiki, users have been kind of screaming for that for years. Now they can kind of study that and figure out how to develop plugins that can do other things. So we've done things for around digital signatures, around integrations with other solutions. And I think there's just a lot of ways that people could go with that.
What are some of the products in the commercial space that are doing what you're doing?
Well, the big players in the commercial space would be IBM, SAP, and probably Oracle. I think IBM claims to have the biggest lion's share of the market, but it's an extremely fragmented market. And in fact, I'd say the number one competitive element in the market is just custom programs.
Oh,
so
I see. Okay.
A lot of people build things not realizing maybe they could build them more quickly or maintain them more easily with a business process management framework or a workflow product. So I think it's an interesting arena because, you know, there are lots of different solutions, but each one is a little bit different. I mean, they haven't been very commoditized at this point.
So tell me what particular applications you've seen this put to in the real world, how people are using it, and especially how people might be using it in ways that you didn't anticipate.
As I mentioned, it's really a product meant for larger organizations, and our sweet spot tends to be kind of 100 employees to maybe 4,000 or 5,000 employees. So any large organization that has this problem of how to coordinate better between employees regarding approval-based processes. Outside of the U.S., we found an interesting niche with Process Maker in banks, so large banks in Eastern Europe, a few in Canada, a number in Latin America, a number in Africa, and they sort of derive value because they can put 10, 20, 30 different processes on the platform. So everything from a check approval request to some kind of incoming wire transfer conciliation request. So all these sorts of request and approval-based processes on the platform. And because you can develop custom processes, each one is doing something unique. And that's why they kind of need a platform that allows them to build what they currently have. So that sector, government, lots of government projects. So we just saw a big USAID project in Peru with the Peruvian government done with Process Maker. We have a customer in Escalosa, a customer in the UK that's launching a big government project in UK right now. And then cross enterprise, so again, any kind of manufacturing company that wants to add value or do custom workflow on top of existing ERPs, that's another big area. Telcos, we have a number of telcos in different countries around the world using it as well. And probably some of the bigger names, Lenovo, laptop maker uses Process Maker. Toyota in India uses Process Maker. Those are probably some of the more recognizable names. Universities as well, Lehman College from the SUNY system is using Process Maker. It's kind of across the board, any larger organization.
Thanks for speaking with me today, Brian.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Bye-bye.